CEO's door, you know, for 30 days straight and said, just give me an opportunity, let me work my way up. You know, I think that would be something more unique than the 10 interviews he would get that month with everybody who has a college degree. That you need to just be aggressive. You know, you need to show that you can, you know, that you're unique and, you know, get into the workforce rather than get back deeply into debt, because that debt you have to pay back. That's with you for life.
You know, there was a story actually ran this week about how I live here in Minnesota, and there was there's a new push on to get more people to consider to go back and get a teaching certificate, because there's going to be supposedly this huge bubble that'll burst of all of these senior, almost, you know, about to retire teachers who are taking their benefits with them or leaving the system in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years or something. There's supposed to be this huge set of openings. And I mentioned that on the air on my other show, my weekday show, and somebody called up and said, no, they've been saying that for years. She actually was somebody who went back to school to get a teaching certificate, and she's never been able to get a full-time job in 4 years of applying because there's just so many people running out there with teacher certificates. So I thought that was interesting that right at the same time I'm reading the press release for the college conspiracy, this woman said she went back, got into more debt to get a teaching, to get her master's to teach, and there's no position open for her. When those will start to open up, nobody seems to know. Jeremy is in Houston, first-time caller line on Coast to Coast for the college conspiracy. Jeremy?
Long-time listener. My big thing is I have already graduated from college, and my younger brother and my baby sister are just getting into college. And I've been trying to tell them, you know, watch for the debt. You see how much debt I'm in. You know, how my job and my career is going. And I'm trying to show him that my brother, he hasn't really paid attention to anything I've told him about it. And as far as my sister, I've been worrying about her because I think she realizes what's going on. She just needs that extra push, that extra guidance. And I'm wanting to know what I got to do to help her.
Well, Jeremy, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you care about your brother and sister and that you're willing to help them. And I think that, you know, we need more people like you, more, you know, that are going to spread the word and try to help their family and friends. I think the first thing that you need to do is have them watch College Conspiracy. Go to inflation.us, sign up for the free newsletter, watch the documentary, show it to them. You know, I think that, you know, from the time you're growing up as a little kid, you're taught that going to college is, you know, the way you're going to become successful in life. If not, you're going to become a failure. And, you know, you have to tell them that that's just not the case. They need to, you know, lots of times they want to go to school just for the experience, to be with friends, for the partying, for the sports, to go to the games. You know, I think that, you know, you need to try to talk to them about what field they think they want to get into and, you know, make sure that they're not going to take out student loans, not get deeply into debt, and again, try to think outside of the box, figure out how they can teach themselves what they want to, you know, the field that they want to get into, and teach themselves by buying the textbooks, learning online, you know, trying to jump into the workforce, you know, maybe, you know, going to an online school. A lot of, you know, a lot of students want to be in a classroom with 100 other, you know, students learning from a professor, but what's the problem with just sitting in your home, you know, being in front of your screen in a comfortable environment and learning from, you know, still learning from a professor, you know, without getting deeply into debt. So, you know, I think that, you know, you're going down the right path, and just try to, you know, be that older brother in trying to relay that message.
Daryl is in Dalton, Georgia, wildcard line on Coast to Coast. Daryl?
Yes, hello. Glad I could speak with you before the end of the world next week.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for all that listening, Daryl. Appreciate that.
No problem. I had a quick comment and a question, if that was all right. My comment was actually myself. I never completed high school. And although I've attempted to go back to college, I've never completed a degree. But in my life, and I'm not even 40 yet, I've had three separate careers as a health and safety instructor for the Red Cross, actual on-air personality, a disc jockey for the local radio station, and I know. And
yeah,
let's
be honest. The only qualifications that you need in order to become an on-air personality is body odor and Oh, sorry, never mind. So you know that the college degree is not necessary in broadcasting. We all know that.
Well, the other one was an electrical power dispatcher. But
cool.
All I did was walk in. It was just the diligence, putting in enough applications and, you know, kind of knowing where to put in the applications. And it doesn't seem like that if you have to go to college, and if you don't want to go to Harvard, the Pell Grants and like the Georgia Hope Grant pays for most of everybody's education.
That's true.
Where I'm from.
Yeah, the Hope Scholarship is a pretty cool thing in Georgia. Yeah, it's a model for the rest of the country. That's true. And so you're just from that lottery money alone, you can end up going to college and not end up incurring any debt along the way. In Georgia, in certain states, you can do
right,
that.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
And my quick question was, I had read somewhere that there was a study about how, maybe it was Harvard that did the study, that the MBA degree, the Master in Business Arts, I guess it is, was destroying America. I was wondering if the guest had heard about that.
No, I didn't hear about that news story. But if you look at, you know, just look at the crisis that we're in today. I mean, you know, what Harvard and a lot of these Ivy League schools have produced. I mean, we're, you know, we went from being in the largest debtor nation in the world to now the largest creditor nation in the world, you know, in a huge debt crisis. So, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that. But,
yeah.
You know, that's why we – yeah, sorry.
No, I was just trying to find that story, and I found a couple of different – if you just type in MBA destroying, you can find a couple of different stories about that story. So it must be out there somewhere on that. Steve is in Washington, west of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. Steve, you're talking with Gerard Adams from the National Inflation Association, producers of The College Conspiracy. Steve?
Hey, Mr. Punnett, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you on your show. Mr. Adams could not be any more correct. I myself have served as a Washington State campus safety officer for 3 years, and I have firsthand knowledge of, you know, we're talking anywhere between 20 and 55 years of age. These students go back to school, especially with the economy drop. Now, I was seeing towards the end of my time there, I was seeing, you know, 55 and 60-year-olds coming back to school. These guys haven't touched a textbook since 1972 when some of these guys came out of Vietnam. Helicopter pilots, nuclear chemical operators, you name it. And now they're coming back because society has magically told them that they don't know enough to continue in the work world.
That's interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and then you look at, you know, there's a whole other aspect of this. You look at depression rates. You look at suicide rates. You look at, you know, some members of our culture saying, if I can't do this, I won't succeed. And, you know, we've got families that are pouring everything into this student who's between 18 and 24 to get out 3 or 4 years later. The job they want doesn't exist anymore. They're working McDonald's, making $9, $10 an hour, unable to pay those bills back. Go back to school, apply for another FAFSA grant, or student aid, really, and hopefully in 8 years we can accomplish a four-year degree. Now, where is this fair on both the student and the employer who's, quote-unquote, desperately waiting for this great college-educated student?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the only one that wins out of that are a lot of these colleges, too, which are benefiting hugely, although, you know, some schools aren't, some schools struggle. But I think it's a fair point that you make in College Conspiracy, Gerard, that there are schools that pop up where there's suddenly money available to loan. So if you create a loan program, somebody will create a college somewhere that's designed to take advantage of that. And that college, in the case of somebody I know who got into broadcasting that way, the college literally, like, closed their doors the day after he graduated. I mean, it was open long enough to get, like, 4 years of you know, federal loan money, and then, whoop, magically they disappeared. The college went bankrupt, and the guy went to the Bahamas or wherever it was. It was kind of a scam. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta on Coast to Coast for Gerard Adams. You're kind of running out of time. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ian, Gerard. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing? I just wanted to say, I mean, I completely agree with what you're saying. I'm a professional comic book artist, and I'm here in Atlanta where they got the SCAD, you know, Savannah College of Art program.
Sure, right.
I'm a guest at several conventions, and I have people coming over to show me their work. They're like, man, I'm graduating this year. I'm about to get my bachelor's degree. And these guys don't know perspective, anatomy, storytelling. I mean, they're paying an exorbitant you know, fee for what they're being taught. And you know, it's one of those jobs, I think, doing comics, you either have it or you don't, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely talent-driven.
You know?
But Savannah is a great...
But I've done, and I was self-taught, and right. It's paid off. I've worked for all the big publishers. I'm currently drawing Batman.
Well, I think that's really cool, Stephen. I really do. Savannah is an excellent school, so it disappoints me to think that they're producing students that don't know those basic things. But you are right in pointing out that you're in a talent-driven business. Go ahead, Gerard. You want to throw something in there?
You know, I think that, again, people should try to be, you know, self-educated. I think that people need to, you know, try to save up. I think they should be investing. You know, instead of going to these schools, I mean, they can use that money to invest into gold and silver, use the money that they, you know, that they're from that investment to then use online resources to, you know, to educate themselves and, you know, use resources like NIA. And I think that that's the route to go.
Okay. Well, no surprise the president of the organization would say the route to go is the NIA. But to your credit, it's a good last-second plug. Hey, Ben, you're on the Skype line. Real quickly, I can get in. If you keep the question short, we might be able to keep the answer short and work you in. Ben?
I guess what I would have to say is I'm 23 and I actually own my own business. I do printing. I guess my question would actually have to be... You know, as to vocational schools and community colleges, I was...
Okay, well, that's all we have time for. So vocational colleges, real quickly, we got about 10 seconds for an answer. Gerard?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's unique. I think that, you know, going to school to learn something unique, you know, is important. You know, I think vocational schools, you know, to you know, learn it. You know, my friend went to a vocational...
That's all we got time for, Gerard. Thank you so much, Gerard Adams. But I agree, nothing wrong with a good trade school. Sorry, we're just up, and we got the Lonely Sense coming up next. Robert Cracknell on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Funnett.